All right. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, my goodness. Today is Wednesday. I'm so excited about it. You know I look forward to every week spending time with you guys right here in this very hour at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm so glad to be here. We got a wonderful show today. Oh, I'm so excited. I don't even know what to do. We got everybody here today. We got Ja'Kalyn Carr here. She's got her brand new hit. That thing is so much fire. I cannot wait to just so you can hear it. Those that have not heard it, I don't know how you couldn't have heard it. But since we're a worldwide show, you may not have, but I'm going to put you on to something real hot right now. Today, right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat from Ja'Kalyn Carr. Fire. Also, we got Gina Gidas joining us. We got Wayne T. Jackson II joining us from Impact Network, straight out of Detroit. We're going to be talking about Impact Network and who's on Impact Network and what Impact Network's got going on. Then we have Elizabeth Brooks bringing us personal fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks. She's going to be coming on with us, telling us about 5 minutes of fitness. We got some new tips that we need to talk about for the new year. You guys that have been making New Year's resolution, we're going to help you stick to them. And then we're going to be talking about trending tea. Oh, my goodness. We got so much to talk about with the president's address yesterday and last night, and also with surviving R. Kelly, with all of that going on. What's going on in the gospel industry? We'll be talking about some Jermaine Dolly and some other things. So anyway, it's just so much show. I'm speaking in tongues. Anyway, let's get on with the weather. Today, Wednesday, it is 48 degrees and cloudy. Our high is going to be today. It's cloudy and it's kind of cold today, honestly, here in D.C. Our low is going to be 30 degrees, and that's pretty cold. So you guys warm up. Detroit is cloudy today. It's 27 degrees. Woo-wee. I knew it was going to get y'all sooner or later, Detroit, my hometown. Your high is 27. Your high is 28, but it's 27 degrees right now. You're kind of teetering back and forth with that. Jacksonville, Florida, you are mostly sunny, 60 degrees. Your high is 63 degrees. London, you know I got love for you. Partly cloudy, 44 degrees. And your high is right now 44 degrees. Let's see. Huntsville, you're sunny and 45 degrees. And your high is 47. I want to check out South Australia. I've been getting so many DMs from you guys following me on Instagram. You know I love you guys. Your weather is clear right now, 71 degrees. And that is your high right now, but you're going down to, you're going down to 64 degrees tonight. So stay, and I see some rain coming your way. So stay dry. Kenya, you are sunny. Hey, Kenya, 97 degrees. You are right now, and that is your high. You're going down just to like, 78 degrees today is going to be your low tonight. Paris, you are right now rain, 40 degrees right now, and that is your high. You're going down to 63 degrees tonight. So stay dry, stay warm. In Alabama, how we go all over the world and come right back to our nation, Alabama. I'm so sorry that Alabama State lost. Oh, my God. Nobody suspected that. What are they going to do with that coach? 49 degrees right now and sunny. Your high is going to be 53 degrees. All right. So my ministerial moment for you right now is, listen, it's time for new vision. It's a new season, new vision. I know we got plans. We wrote it on a board. We set it out. We made an affirmation. But I can only tell you, with everything that's going on right now, your eyes need to be fixed on God. I'm telling you, with everything that is going on in our nation, around the world, in your own backyard, this is the season to draw closer and closer to God. I promise you, everything that you need is in Him. Love, power, and a sound mind is what you're going to need to go forth in the things that He has predestined for you to do. And I'm telling you, your plans are not His plans. Your ways are not His ways. Your thoughts are not His thoughts. So why not just surrender to the Father and let Him have His way and do His thing? It's greater and exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. So be blessed with that in ministerial minute. And remember that you're not alone. So no matter how hard it is on that operating table, you are not alone. No matter how it felt in that wilderness and in that cave, you are not alone. Everybody has a maturity stage in their life. So just go to the Father, let him do what he's going to do. The sooner you get it done, the quicker you can move forth out of that place of stagnant. Go forth and be confident in the Father and trust him all the way. All right, that was Ministerial Minute. And now we're getting ready for Ja'Kalyn Carr. It's yours. You guys, turn this up. I'm telling you, it's hot. It's going to burn your hands off. Just go ahead. Play it, Doug. Let's hear it.
Can you give our miracle worker a hand tonight? Oh, come on, listen. I said the miracle worker. I said the miracle worker. You ought to open up your mouth and give God glory. When it went left, God reared it back in. You ought to open up your mouth. I came to declare that everything that has been bothering your body, every bother you know that has been battling with sickness, tonight healing. Can you high five three people and tell them if you want it, you can show them have it. If you need it, you can show them have it. Y'all ain't good. I said high five three people and tell them if you want it, you can have it. If you need it, you can have it. You missing your time to shout. If you want it, you can have it. If you want it, you can have it. If you need it, you can have it. It's yours. It's yours. Look at your neighbor and tell him, if you want it, you can have it. If you need it, you can have it.
Ja'Kalyn, fire, like I said, girl. Love, 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 love. Welcome, Ja'Kalyn Carr, gospel recording artist. Girl, thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
You're welcome. It's always great speaking with you, so thank you for having me.
Yes, Ja'Kalyn. So about the song, It's Yours, when you were on here last time, first of all, let me just say this. We just appreciate you, the audience, the listening audience. I feel like Dr. Gina's radio chat has pretty much kind of grown with you just because when you came on 4 years ago, it was you were your first single, and you kept growing and kept moving, and you gotten older, mm-hmm. and just everything is just expanding. And now we're at 1 million listeners on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And here you are in this season right now with this. All of your songs have always been amazing. Greater, mm-hmm. everything has been the bomb. But this right here, It's Yours. Girl, it's the hottest song that's on the radio right now. Do you realize that people are getting out of their cars shouting in the street? Like me?
You know, it's amazing. It is very amazing. I kid you not, every single day I get someone inboxing me or tagging me in a video of them driving, singing It's Yours or a shout. I mean, it's just, it's amazing, you know, and for me, it just makes my heart feel good that people are not just saying it, they're not just dancing, but they're also receiving that word that is actually yours, whatever you desire, whatever you want. And God gave me that song, when I was preaching a revival, and out of the blue, He just put that song in my spirit, and I just started saying, if you want it, you can have it. If you need it, you can have it. It's yours. It's yours. And he also told me that every time I sing the song, to tell people that when you praise and when you're dancing, you're not just dancing, but every time you dance, you're dancing yourself out of something, and you're dancing yourself into something. And so every time I minister that song, even live, it is just always a beautiful experience to see people dancing themselves out of captivity and dancing themselves into the manifestation of what God has declared and spoken over their lives.
Girl, the thing is that, you know, and it's so amazing because in this season, God has me just going back to the basics of the four books of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. And just so timely, this song, how it's spreading like fire throughout the nation and all over the world, because that's such a word from God that it's yours. And so many people, they get so distracted by a situation, and that's the enemy's job, is to make them think that it's so far away from them, that it's totally impossible, that it's not for them. But when you hear this song and you hear God affirming, no, it is yours. I sent my only begotten son. He died on the cross. He was buried. He was resurrection. There's resurrection power. So as long as all of that has already been done, then yes, everything is available to you. And even when Jesus walked the earth, Ja'Kalyn, he provided healing and deliverance from all those that asked him for it. Mm. It's right there in the word, right?
Absolutely.
Every person that asked for healing, if they were paralyzed, if they were infested with demons, they came, they asked, and they received. So it is yours. Ja'Kalyn, tell us a little bit about you told us how God gave you the word to saturate the atmosphere with, but this band that you got, girl, this band, the music behind those words, yes, that's just drilling in your soul, that drummer, who are they?
Yes, that will be Baor, but listen, I'm just grateful for a great team that, you know, because, you know, we write all of our music. My music is, the writing is in-house. And when I bring it to my team, musicians and everybody, it's like everybody comes together to just make the vision happen. And I'm just glad to be surrounded by people who want to see you succeed just as much as you want to succeed, who wants the message to bless God's people, the music to be a blessing to his people just as much as you want it to. And so we all came together, and believe it or not, we actually cut, like, a lot of stuff we couldn't get on the album because it was just an overflow. We just played and played and sung because it was just that big and just that awesome that night. And even in rehearsal, it was just crazy, you know, but everybody just came together to just make this happen because we all see the vision and we all know that God's people are depending on this.
This is awesome because I love when you said, because you can actually hear, because I love music. Like, I love music. I love how people can, you know, play an instrument and I can hear the sounds in it within the sound. And I love, because you can actually hear them pushing. And I mean, like, you can hear that they are so behind what God has poured into you. You can hear that, that appreciation and that, no, we got to get this out there. We got to get this done. And I can hear that what you're saying. And all I got to say is, where did y'all record this? Because it don't even sound like studio. It sound like live somewhere.
Yeah, it's a live album. It is a live album. We recorded it in South Haven, Mississippi, which is right outside of Memphis, Tennessee, at Brown Missionary Baptist Church. And it was just an incredible experience. And the thing is, too, all of my band members, my family, it's like, are like, you know, they're like family. It's like we all have known each other for quite some time.
Wow.
And they're the originals, the band, the singers, all of them that you hear that I bring with, they're the originals that you hear on all of my albums.
Oh my gosh, girl, I love it. Will there be more like this, Ja'Kalyn? I mean, I know you move by the beat of God's drum and you do what he tell you, but I mean, I'm hoping along with everybody else that there'll be more like this. Will there be more?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Well, listen, she done won a Dove Award. I got to talk about your accolades now, girl, because you're popping and you're moving and God is just, you know, getting all the glory in every step you take and all of the words that come out of your mouth. She's up for Stella. It's just so many things. It's endless, Ja'Kalyn. So, I mean, I know Kenya loves you. It was an overflow of people like excited about you coming on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I mean, they love you over there in that continent. They love you there, and they just love you all over the place, girl. Is there anything encouraging? I mean, this is a new year and a new season with the awards that you've been honored with, and your work is being rewarded. The people behind you, they love you, their family. Your dad is an awesome manager. Your family, you just got a great team around you. Your sisters, your mom, everybody is just so behind this vision, and God has equipped them to get this done. I'm so excited to see how much more. I mean, television, movies. I mean, I know people have been prophesying it to you. How you feel about all these things that are soon to come? How do you feel about that?
You know, I feel great. It's a beautiful thing to know that, you know, people are being blessed by my music and those things come to show their appreciation. And I'm just honored to be in the number and just, you know, honored to say that God is really honoring our sacrifices. And people are constantly rolling in testimonies of how much my music and my ministry alone has been a blessing to them. And, you know, I remember telling God all I wanted to do was to give his people hope. And now God is allowing me to do that every week. As I travel the world and, you know, places that I can't go, my music goes, my videos goes, you know, and I just feel blessed to be able to say that God is using me to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in an effective way through both music, through word, and even my life alone, you know, because I've had many people who said, before I heard you say anything, but just I looked at your social media, I looked at your life, and it just really ministered to me, and it really showed me how to carry myself in class, how to do this, how to do that. And so, you know, I just find that a blessing. I really do. And I'm very grateful and thankful to God.
It is such an honor when he uses us. I tell you, it's just such a blessing. I just want you to tell everybody where they can follow you. Speaking of social media, where can they follow you?
All of my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, is under my name, at Ja'Kalyn Carr, J-E-K-A-L-Y-N-C-A-R-R. Again, J-E-K. Alyncarr. And also, there's a lot that is going to be happening with Jacalyn Carr this year, and I'm so excited. I know many of you may have seen me release the the teaser flyer of my cosmetic line that will be out this year. And so I'm very excited about that. And so those of you who want to stay updated about that, you can stay connected with me on my social media for that as well. And more things that are happening. If you want to know when I'm in your city, near your city, log on to my website. My itinerary is up there, which is imjacalyncarr.com. And everything that you need to know will be on the site. So, yeah, you can stay connected with me all of those particular ways.
Good. I want to, Gina G, you know we love Jacalyn Carr, Gina G. Gina G, you on here now?
Fashion. Yes, you're fashion queen. Oh, my goodness. You stay looking just too cute. Just cute and blessed.
She grown now. I mean, she getting sassy. It cute. Honey, she getting sassy, honey.
Yes, and I love every outfit and every smile. It's good to see that you can be classy and you know you're dressed nice and you're covered up and you just look good. You slaying it all the way around.
Thank you.
Absolutely. She's grown so much. And even with interviewing you and everything, Jacalyn, you are blossoming, girl, so much and so fast before our eyes. It is just awesome. She got some style now. Or, you know, she take care of herself now. Lashes and all. She gets it done. Jacalyn, how I know the guys is DMing you, girl. How your daddy blocking all of that riffraff from you? How he blocking all of that now?
Well, I mean, you can't necessarily block it. It happens, you know. It is what it is.
But you know, it happens. It goes down.
I like that.
Listen, but you know, I'm just the type of person. A lot of people be worried about my dad. Yeah. They need to be worrying about me, you know, because I'm just the type of person, you know. I've worked too hard. I've done, you know, to just be with just no any, you know, no anybody.
Yeah.
I feel like
you ain't gotta
say
it. I say it. Gina G will say it for you.
Listen, as a queen, I don't have to settle for no anything, you know. There's things that I feel like I don't have to deal with, and so, yeah, a lot of people be worried about him. Y'all need to be worried about me.
That's right.
Oh my God. Well, you know, you family with us here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And listen, we love you. We love everything that God has you doing. We are supporting you all the way. If you guys, I think, is it still open for the Stella Awards, Jacalyn, or is that over now?
I think it's over now.
But anyway, she's going to win. We decree it in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
We're going to claim it. She's been working hard. Yes, yes, yes. That award belongs. It's yours. listen, we love her. We cannot wait to hear what else is going on with her. When that cosmetic line drops and pops and everything, please come back on. We want to talk about that. Anything and everything, Jacalyn Carr, you are always welcome right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love you so much, girl.
Thank you. Love you, too. God bless you.
God bless. I need an anointed face.
Thank you.
All right, Jacalyn, until next time, girl. We might see you at the Stellas, girl.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. God bless you and your ministry, your radio show. And again, thank you so much for having me. It's always my pleasure speaking with you.
Always, always. Love you, girl. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Yay, Jacalyn Carr, it's yours. If you don't have it, get it right now. You need to go get that. All right, listen, we're going to be right back after these messages. Me and Gina G, we got so much trending tea and so much more to say. Yes. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hey, we are back right now, and we just got finished with Ja'Kalyn Carr, and it was so amazing. Love that fire, that anointing, that old church shouting music. Oh, my gosh, y'all. This is what's popping right now. We need more of that. People want to dance their shackles off and dance into their deliverance and shout until they drop.
Yes, they do. Hello.
I'm just telling the music industry what the people want, y'all. It's good stuff out there, but that song is fire. I'm sorry. So listen, Gina G, we are now, we're going to be going into the next half of our show. What's trending, girl?
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of stuff trending. And, you know, there was one thing trending that I didn't get to touch on last Wednesday, and shame on me, but me and you got a chance to talk about it. That is Miss Tiffany Haddish. Now, you know me as a comedian, I have to touch on the subject of Miss Tiffany Haddish. It was a big, you know, New Year's Eve, she got booed, they walked out, she got drunk. And, you know, after reviewing, like, the whole story and listening to her side and everybody else's side, you know what? She needed her rest. And unfortunately, she didn't get a chance to get her rest the night before like she should have. Now, let's just be clear. You should have got some rest. But to know that she's only slept in her own bed 48 times in a year, I mean, that is nothing. To know that this girl has only slept in her own bed 48 times out of 365 days, that girl is busy. So for all the comedians out there, inspiring comedians and working comedians, get some rest, because we don't want to hear it. Get you some water and some cucumbers on your eyes and get you some rest and be prepared to entertain these folks. Because you know the folks spent their money in Miami. They were not playing with Tiffany Haddish. But I love Tiffany Haddish, so I'm glad that she's doing better. And hopefully she will not make that mistake again. We got some good news. Shaquille O'Neal is paying for the funeral of Jasmine Burns, which is the young 7-year-old that was shot in the Walmart parking lot. People say it was in Houston. I'm sorry, parking lot in Houston. Now, the family member says that it was a white guy driving a pickup truck, but they've arrested a black guy. So the story is a little confusing, or it could just be the Houston police. You know we are in America, and you know how they do. So I don't know how they can mistake the white guy for the black guy, but the black guy is the one that's going to jail, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Tenolia Brown, she was granted clemency after 15 years in prison for killing the man who solicited her for sex, which is the young lady who went to jail when she was a minor. They gave her life in prison as a minor. They charged her as an adult and gave her life in prison as a minor. And so many celebrities came out, Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, just to, you know, have her acquitted. She spent 15 years with someone that was actually sex trafficking her and, you know, doing all these things, and she killed them. So she will be out in August, August the 7th. She will be released from prison on probation. So that's some good news. I mean, to be tried as an adult and be giving life in prison for killing someone that was, you know, doing you harm for so long, it was kind of a harsh punishment. So it's good to see that the justice system, you know, helped her out on this one. And Colorado swears in Jared Polis, which is the first openly gay governor elected in U.S. history. So Colorado got a lot going on. Colorado got to legalize marijuana, and they now have an openly gay governor. So it's a lot going on in Colorado. I'm going to have to go and visit Colorado and see what they got going on. They are just the freest state possible. They are just open for any and everything. We want to send a happy birthday shout out to 46-year-old reggae artist Sean Paul, if I may do that, because I love Sean Paul and I love reggae music as well as gospel music, as Dr. Gina would know. And the government shutdown, it might be over, y'all. It might be over. Maybe, maybe not. But we will be getting our income tax check. So all y'all can calm down. Your checks will be on time this year.
When did you get that notice?
The notice about the income tax check?
Yeah. No. Oh, you're talking about the income tax check.
You know I'm talking about the income tax check, child, because of the government shutdown, you know, everybody thought they weren't going to get their income tax check. The government shutdown is still going on now. We're going to be a minute before we come back. Trump is Trump. He wants that wall, and he wants us to pay for it. And we are looking at him like, we told you this before you became president, that we wasn't going to pay for no wall. So you promised, what it is for me is he promised his people. You know, he promised them that he was going to get this wall built. And we told him it wasn't going to happen. And he's trying to fight for it, and he thinks he's the best negotiator. So he's going to hold it down. But Democrats are not going to pay for a wall to be built up in Mexico to keep people out. I mean, it's ridiculous, period. Get the rest of those kids to their parents. You know, let's start there before you want to get this wall built. And come to find out, in New York on 37th Avenue, they are petitioning to change that street to Barack Obama. So they're getting ready to name the street that the Trump Tower sits on in New York City to Barack Obama. They need 10,000 more signatures. Right now they have 20,000. They need 10 more. And, honey, Trump Towers is going to be sitting on Barack Avenue. So I cannot wait to get to New York when that street sign goes up and take a picture of the Trump Tower sitting on. And it's only for one block. Gina, the street is only a block, and it's not going to go for miles and for blocks and blocks. It's one block that's going to be named Barack Obama, and that is the same block that Trump Tower sits on. It's the most hilarious, ironic thing that's happening. So I'm just, 2019 is just full of so many ups and downs already, and it's only the 9 days in 2019, and it's a lot going on. I can't take up this hour with all this and with R.
Well,
Kelly.
Well, yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Did you want to touch on R. Kelly? Because I don't know. I know he's a
no. We're gonna get on the next part of that after that. We got to break this thing up because it is a lot. We got Wayne T on right now from Impact Network, and then right after that, we got Elizabeth Brooks giving us 5 minutes of fitness. Wayne T from Impact Network, what's going on, man?
How are you, Dr. Gina?
Oh, we are doing fine. It's me and Gina G. We are on,
hello.
And we're so glad to have you on. And, you know, I know that we follow each other on social media. And for those that don't know, he is actually Bishop Wayne T. Jackson out of Detroit's son. And also you are the brother of Brandon Jackson, right? The comedian?
Yes,
Brandon. Ma'am. That's correct.
Did you know that, Gina?
I did.
She owned it.
My friend is on tour with you right now.
Wayne, but listen, you guys got this amazing. This is why I got you on, because you're like running things at Impact Network. And I know that Bishop Bobby Jones has a show on Impact Network. I know that Dietrich Hatton has his church services on Impact Network. Tell everybody how long, because it's worldwide and it's in a lane of its own. But for those of you that don't know, there was TBN, then there was Daystar, and then there was so many before that, and then there was the Word Network, and now it is Impact taking over. So tell us, how did this all come about? You know, I got you. How did this all come about?
Well, back in, 2010, my dad, he had the opportunity to buy a low-powered television station locally. So he bought it, but his vision wasn't just to have that television station. His vision was always to get a network, to start a network. So he started with $150,000 of his own money. He bought the equipment. You know, it wasn't the state of art equipment. You know, we had to use what we had to use. And then installed the equipment. And then a miracle happened. And February of 2011, Dish Network, we signed a contract with Dish Network. And that immediately put us in 16 million homes. And what has happened has never been done before. Far as Christian Television Network, African American owned and operated Christian Television Network being put national in a matter of months. That's never have happened. So that was a miracle of his own.
Wow.
So, starting off, any business, any entity that starts off, of course, you're going to have your bumps and in the road. So, our channel setting, which is, we look back now, it's funny, our channel setting was way up in the 9,000. Now, if you have cable or any satellite, you're not even thinking about the 9,000. You think about your local channels, maybe your HBOs, your other premium channels, but most of everybody that found Impact on it, this channel surf. Our channel position was 99395. Now, we had that for a good year and a half, and then God blessed us where we was able to get a lower channel setting, which is we currently have now is 268 on Dish. So, we started to grow more from there. Before we got growth, it was always, my father and our senior vice president, Terry Arnold, they would visit the other carriers like Dish Network, Spectrum, which was Bright House back then, Comcast, because we was trying to get more coverage. Because without more coverage, we can't get more clients. More clients, clients, they want to know if they can be seen all over. With that being said, all we was hearing was no, kept getting denied, no, 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 no. So another miracle happened back in 2014, end of 2014. We signed our deal with DirecTV. And then after DirecTV, all the dominoes just fell. After DirecTV, we got National Comcast. Then after Comcast, we AT&T. Then after AT&T, we got Spectrum. So right now, currently, we're in 85 million homes. We just signed a deal with Verizon. So that will put us in almost 90 million homes now.
Wow, that is awesome. And so with the... With the content that you have on the network, I mean, how did you begin to get shows? And, I know many people in Detroit especially been pitching shows to y'all. What exactly is the foundation? What is the substance of Impact? What are you guys trying? What do you want it to look like? What does it look like, rather, with the shows that you have now and what you're trying to build up at this point?
Okay, the concept of Impact, we want to impact the body, mind, and soul.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think about it, a lot of Christians they go to church, you know, do all that shouting, you know, get to hear the word. You know, that's feeding the spirit. But after that, what's next? You know?
Right.
You got to take care of the soul. You got to take care of the body. So, you know, of course, you take care of the body by eating right, getting your exercise, taking care of yourself. Because doing all that shouting in church and then afterwards going to eat that chicken and all that soul food, I mean, what? I mean, you're kind of defeating the purpose of feeding your spirit but not your body. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you ain't trying to go to heaven early.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
Some of them want to go now, Doc. They ready to go.
Some of them want to go now, but I'm not ready to go.
Tina, they want to go now. That's why they say they're going to eat that chicken.
I am done.
Yeah, eat that chicken.
Now, go ahead. Sorry, Wayne. Go ahead.
All that grease. And then the soul, you know, and like as far as our programming, we aiming towards, like, you know, when I'm sticking with the body right now. Health food, you know, we're striving to get programming for exercise, how to eat right, and, you know, things like for the body. And then for the soul, you know, soul, you're talking about laughter. You're talking about, you know, soul houses your emotion. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, having comedy shows, and then as far as producing our own content, we're looking to produce our own content, like far as some dramas. And then, you know, so we already have the spiritual right now, which is, we have a lot of pastors preaching. But right now we're aiming towards getting the body and the soul together with our content.
I love that. So you're not just going to have sermons and things like that. You want to actually have it like a network, like with people, everybody can come on and join and be blessed, and it be biblically based. That's why I like Dr. Gina's radio chat, because that is biblically based, and we have everybody on there, on here all the time. R&B, everybody's on here, not just gospel, but people that believe in God and that have a message or a testimony or something that can touch the lives of people. Now I'm gonna tell you something. First, before I say that, I want to know, how do people, because they're listening now, people got ideas, they done wrote sitcoms, they done wrote plays, they done wrote fiction novels and all kind of stuff. If they want to get some contact on here, I know they contact you, but is there a fee to get on there, or is this like something that you guys are looking and searching? Like, say, for instance, like with publishers, you got partnerships, and then you got people that are actually, they buy and pay for their literature. Are you guys paying people to get on the TV with their, you know, production and all that, or are you guys looking for partnerships, or do the people have to pay for their slots?
Well, partnership, we have some partnerships, and most majority of our content is paid.
Okay.
They have to pay for their time slot.
Okay.
Now, if somebody wants to, if somebody has a show, you know, maybe an original show, you know, they would have to pay for, you know, if they want Impact to shoot it, of course, they have to pay for production.
Mm-hmm.
And then after production, then airtime. And we're looking in the near future to some of these shows are to produce some of our original content, and they be sponsored by national advertisers.
Okay.
You know, like your Coca-Cola, your you know our national advertisers. So that's what we're striving for in the near future.
Okay. Well, you know, because I just want people to know what the real, you know, what the deal is, because, you know, I mean, I can get me and Elizabeth on there, and we can do some fitness stuff in the name of Jesus. We can get down in the name of Yeshua.
Y'all have my number, you know, we can keep some ideas around.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat the chicken, okay? Just know right
chicken,
now.
Okay.
I'm going to be in the back with the fries.
Okay.
And she's a comedian.
Gina,
you know, Gina G, she was voted number one female comic in Florida, and she stayed busy.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good.
So you never know. Just keep in touch with us and keep us posted on what's going on. And we're going to jump right on in to the opportunity just to let you know.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I apologize. I have a production to go to.
Okay. Well, listen, we're not going to hold you up any longer. Demand is on the go. Impact Network, you guys, check out with your local cable stations. Where can they follow you? Do you have a website or anything that they can go?
They can follow our social media. Our website is watchimpact.com. They can go to our social media, Impact, or just follow Wayne T. Jackson, my dad, you know, with Great Faith Ministries. You know, that's our main Miracles Do Happen is like our main program on there. So, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you know, that's, you know, in our website, archimpact.com.
Before you go, how is the ministry holding up with everything that's going on in our nation right now? Is everybody doing good at your dad's ministry? Everything that's going on in the nation and everything, they still praying for the for the president.
We definitely, everybody needs to pray for the president.
You got that right. You got that
everybody,
right.
I don't care if you like him or not, because we all need to pray for him.
Are we going to sink together? Because we all in this boat together now.
Yeah, we're all in this boat together. We need to pray that God give him the right direction.
I love it, Wayne. Thank you so much for sharing that last bit. I know people, the listeners that do know about the ministry, they want to know. Thank you so much, and thank you. You are always welcome to come back here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Tell us what new shows you got popping so we can tell the world all about it, and let's just continue to be connected, all right?
Okay, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. You're so welcome, Wayne. That was good, but we got to shift gears because time is running short in this hour. My goodness, Gina, we need more time.
I know.
Elizabeth Brooks, we need your segment. We need you. We've been talking about greasy chicken.
You know, I was listening to that whole conversation. How you guys doing?
Good. Missing you.
First of all, Happy New Year to everybody. You know, wow, it's like, you know, it's just amazing how faithful the Lord has been. And we are going on the ninth day in the new year. And so I want to just wish everybody a happy, healthy year. And I am coming to you guys today to basically encourage us to kind of mature in the things of fitness, okay? And to kind of get past those things that we have been struggling with over and over and over and over again. You know, I was thinking about something that my pastor was saying, and he was saying that when God speaks to us through other people, or when he speaks to us directly, he's giving us warnings about things. And warnings are not bad things. Warnings are positive things. And so I want to encourage everybody, if you have not started your exercise program and God has been telling you, hey, come on, take care of your body, remember that God is omnipotent. He's already in your yesterday. He's in your 1 month from now. He's in your 1 year from now. And he already knows what's going to happen to you in your body. And he's giving you a warning right now. He is telling you, get fit now because you can avoid some things. This is a good, positive thing. And I think a lot of times we get so involved with work and family. We're doing all this stuff and we're not taking care of our bodies. The numbers of people who are exercising are not going up. The numbers are going down. People are more sedentary than ever. So even though we're talking about this, a lot of people still have not gotten engaged in their fitness program. So I just wanted to go back. I'm going to review some basics, but I want us to, in 2019, I want us to get past these basics. Basic number one, you should be drinking eight-ounce glasses of water every day, at least. That's a minimum, people. Let's just kind of get past that. We've been hearing it. We've been talking about it. Come on, people. Pick up the water bottle. Stop talking about, I don't like the taste of water. Water doesn't taste like anything, people. Let's just get it done. You know, it's just like I hear this stuff from people all the time, and I'm like, God, this is so old. Come on, people. It's 2019. Let's move forward. Point number two, come on, we got to do cardio 3 to 4 times a week, okay? That it includes walking, it can be swimming, anything that is continuous over 20 minutes. Now, I hear all this stuff out there, and at the beginning of the year, we always hear people talking about, oh, you only got to work out 5 minutes, oh, you only got to work out 10 minutes. That don't work, people. It does not work, okay? Only if you're totally and completely deconditioned does that work. If you work out a little bit, working out 10 minutes is not going to help you, okay? You have got to get in those 30-minute workouts per every three, four times a week. And this is for cardio. That's just for the heart and lungs, okay? So I'm giving you a warning from the Lord. Let's get the cardio done. Do you know that people who exercise and do their cardio three to four times a week, they decrease their incidence for diabetes, heart disease, you know, high blood pressure? It's amazing. Okay, cardiovascular exercise is like one of the best things you can do. It's no excuse, no more excuse. And I'm not talking about strolling like you're walking in a mall, people. If you're not sweating, you're not doing cardio. Okay, there should be some sweat. Point number three. Point number three, you got to do weight training, people. You have to lift weights at least two to three times a week. Okay, we want to get on the other side of this. I know people have been hearing this for years, but let's just put a pin in it. Let's finish it. Okay, let's get it done two to three times a week. And remember, you need the strength training for your bones and your muscles, okay, particularly since so many people are starting to, we're starting to increase numbers on osteoporosis and stuff like that. And that's all just because we're just sitting too much, people. Got to get that strength training in two to three times a week. Make sure you're doing your core exercises. That's everything that addresses your shoulder to your hip, okay? Let's get on the other side of that, okay? We don't have to keep repeating these things over and over and over again. And we can move on to more advanced things in fitness if we can get past the elementary things in fitness, right? I can start talking about, you know, the fascia and... I can start talking about, you know, spinal complexes, and we can go deep. But if we're still talking about water, you know, we're never going to get into the more advanced things in fitness, people. I want to push you all into getting into those more advanced concepts in fitness. And then you need to make sure you're stretching, everybody. Stretching, even though we've been really relatively compared to the cardio and the weight training, very little time in our flexibility training, it actually impacts everything else that we do. People who are more flexible get injured less, have better range of motion, you know, have better balance and coordination than people who don't stretch. You also recover better from your exercise. It's great if you're getting out and you're doing your cardio, but you can't just come in the house and hop in the shower. You know, you have to stretch. We have got to get the stretching done because those muscles get tight and you have got to lengthen them. So I want to just, let's go back through it. Those are elementary concepts in fitness, everybody. You got
to
get
the basics.
Let's get it done, people. Next month, when I talk to you guys, I'm gonna be talking about advanced concepts. I want you to have the elementary things of fitness. You know, we shouldn't be at the point if we've been talking about fitness programs for 5 years, 10 years, whatever. If we've been exercising, we shouldn't still be talking about the same thing. We want to make sure that we're at a point where we can help others. We should be teachers now. If you've been exercising for 4 or 5 years, we should be teaching others. We shouldn't still be needing to be taught. The Bible talks about that, doesn't it? Where we're always in a place of learning, never getting to the point where we're also teachers. So we want to be teachers. I'm teaching you guys so that you can teach others. Okay,
it's time to grow up.
You know, that
stop is my being message. Babies.
It is time, people. It is time. And I got so caught up in this because when I look at the numbers, when I look at the CDC numbers, and I look at the numbers, particularly for African Americans, and we hear these stories about birth rates going down. Why are we struggling with this stuff? We are not taking care of our bodies as a people. As African Americans, as a people, like, you know people who are fit and stuff like that, but the majority of us are not moving.
No, it's just shameful. We gotta move.
We only have one body, people. God gave us one body. One body. This is it.
If he has been
telling you through me, through Gina, through other people, your doctor said, hey, you better start moving because he is warning you. He can see already in advance what's happening to you. And a loving, faithful
gracious God is giving you a warning. He's saying, come on, get it together before something happens to you. And I already see what's going to happen to you if you keep down this track. So
You better go on and tell them how they get in touch with you, Elizabeth. How do they get in touch with you?
We need to get serious. We need to get serious.
How do they get in touch with you, Elizabeth?
All right, you guys, you know how to get in touch with me at www.thinkingcorrectly.com, or you can call me, email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. And remember, fitness begins with correct thinking. Let's get it together, people.
And stop being babies.
That's right. Let's be adults, right?
Yes. Elizabeth, we love you so much. I can't wait to see you this week. I'll talk to you soon.
You were rocking it this week, girl. I was watching you. Doing good.
Girl, gotta get it in. Gotta do it. Gotta keep it moving. Gotta keep everybody motivated. That's part of the teaching, lessons, learning, all of that. Anyway,
love
Elizabeth,
you
thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you again next month.
Bye.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about, because we only got 5 minutes. Gina, let's talk about R. Kelly, please. Speaking of,
my body
is telling me no, my mind is telling me no, my body is telling me yes. Let's transition.
You're just going to have to go on Lifetime. It is streaming. It's 6 episodes of Surviving R. Kelly, where they talk about, it's actually family members, other celebrities, and I'm not talking about these celebrities. I'm talking about A-list celebrities talking about R. Kelly and how he has. Now, I don't think he's raped anyone. When it is consensual, no matter how old you are, it means you said yes and he said yes. But what he does like to do is he likes to manipulate you. And he likes to do mind control and to get these young girls starting from the age of 13 to become his sex slaves, anywhere from 13 to the age of 33. He got smart after a certain while. He started dealing with a girl 17, getting ready to turn 18. He married Aaliyah at the age of 15. He had one of his personnels forge a marriage license, which stated that she was 18. So you have to watch Surviving R. Kelly on Lifetime. You can get on demand. And I'm telling you, it's anyone from his old security guards, people on his team, band members. I mean, it's just, it lets you know the type of person that R. Kelly is and how we as a community have accepted that, still purchases music, still considers him the king of R&B music. And, you know, it's two sides to every story, but what I would like to say, the difference between this case and Michael Jackson, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it, is that these are young black girls. If Michael Jackson was supposedly molesting young black boys, I don't think they would have threw Michael under the bus like they did, because no one's saying anything about R. Kelly. He's been to court and acquitted and gone. Michael Jackson has been drugged through the mud for one allegation, one boy that really had something to say. So, you know what? It's just all bad, Dr. Gina. You just gonna have to pray and watch over your children and make sure you are in your children's lives and you're talking to them and you're finding out who they're hanging out with and who has, you know, you just have to, boy and girl, doesn't matter.
Well, this is what I want to say to that. You know, I wrote in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny, a situation that happened to me about the mindset of someone who plots and will kidnap you, so to speak, will hold you hostage, even though you're not being held hostage, but mentally you are.
Right.
I do know about some situations with that firsthand, and it is some very sick individuals mentally that have somehow manipulated employees that will work for them to actually do the dirty work with them and for them. So all of those people that went and got girls for him, that changed documents for him, that, you know, turned their face and didn't say anything. This stuff is real out here. This is some real stuff that happens for real. And you got to get Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny just to find out. You can get it everywhere books are sold. And you, if you want an autographed copy, you can go on DrGinaPrince.com to get your autographed copy. It is in the Library of Congress, so you can get it in the library. But there is a situation where an individual had somebody working for them, and it was a held hostage situation. There are sick people that do that. And they do have employees, and they can manipulate people, pay them or whatever to do all of that. So, again, like Gina was saying, I do believe that we have to look what's in our backyard, look at relatives, look at neighbors, look at school teachers. I mean, just be aware, have conversations with your children. You have to do this. This is just the time that we've been there. I think in our culture, we've been taught to just sweep it under the rug, don't talk about it, turn away from it. But it's just leaving more and more generations of mental, emotionally abused, wounded souls looking for love and this and that, to do this, to forget that, to go here, to forget about it. And it's just you taking all that baggage with you. And I just think it's time for confession, for healing, for deliverance, for freedom. And for those that are doing this stuff, to be held accountable and most persecuted. That's what I mean. You know, tried. Amen. I don't know what that. Yeah. Dealt with in the court of law. Yeah, but this has been quite a show. We it's so much trending tea. We ain't get to what she say. You got 2 seconds. What's she saying? What's she saying? You got something to say in 2 seconds?
Child, she's saying go watch Surviving R. Kelly and watch it.
All right, Gina. We expecting a snowstorm. You told me you're not sure, but I'm hoping that everything goes well, that you will probably be here this weekend at a comedy show called what?
Woke and Woker.
Woke and Woker. I can't even say that.
Woke and Woker. Yes, ma'am.
Woke and Woker. Oh, Lord. That's funny in itself. Okay. I hope it don't snow until Sunday. Okay. Anyway, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Of course, you can follow me at Gina G Too Funny and comedian Gina G Too Funny everywhere.
All right, and you can follow me on Dr. Gina R. Prince. You can follow me. You can't be my friend, but you can follow me on Facebook. You can go on Dr. Gina's radio chat and follow me on Facebook. And you can go on the Believers No Judgment Zone. I'm picking folks to interview, so I still got 3 more slots left. They're going quickly. Be active on the Believers No Judgment Zone Facebook page, and you could be chosen to be interviewed along with celebrities like Ja'Kalen Carr or Wayne T. Jackson II or Dietrich Haddon, and the list just goes on and on and on. I want to say thank you to everybody that's listening. Over 1 million listeners right here on Dr. Gina Radio Chat with me and comedian Gina G. And you can follow me also on Gina R. Prince on Twitter. Please help me out with Twitter, y'all. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe that's why can't nobody really find me on Twitter, because I don't really do much on Twitter. Somebody teach me how to connect with you on Twitter, because I don't get it yet still. But I am on Instagram, and y'all are blowing me up. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that you guys are coming and joining me. I'm following you back. I'm responding back to you. I'm responding to the DMs and all of that. I just thank God for you guys, especially in Kenya and in the African continent and over in Australia, everywhere. You guys are everywhere loving us. So we just can't thank you enough for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And listen, we want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your what, Gina G?
In your destiny.
Yeah. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.